The Committee on Education Postsecondary will now come to order. Secret, please call the roll.
Chair Kaladiou.
Here.
Senator Simon.
Here.
Senator Berman.
Here.
Senator Harrell.
Here.
Senator Jones.
Here.
Senator Rodriguez. A quorum is present.
Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to appear to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to the member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. Members, we're going to take up tab 4. Senate Bill 1694 on Technology Education by Senator Avila. Senator, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Senators. This bill revises general education core standards for public post-secondary institutions by adding technology as a part of the core course area. The bill requires technology courses to provide students with an understanding of computer science through artificial intelligence applications and instruction in specified technology-related subject areas. And there is an amendment which changes this just a little bit.
We're going to take up Amendment 794384. Senator, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Senators. The amendment requires that any general education core course that integrates technology include opportunities to improve digital literacy and competency, instruction on the application of artificial intelligence tools to the course, and related instruction on software engineering, computer networks, database systems, and cybersecurity as applicable to the course. The high school computer science course provision does not require such courses to include instruction in artificial intelligence, but if a computer science course does include AI, then that instruction should include a critical evaluation of artificial intelligence data results, the limitations of artificial intelligence, and the ethical use of artificial intelligence in school and at home. That is the amendment, Madam Chair.
Are there any questions on the amendment? Senator Berman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I just want to understand, your original bill had a sixth general education core course. With the amendment, there would no longer be a sixth general education core course? Am I understanding that correctly?
You are recognized to go back and forth if needed.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And yes, Senator Berman, that is correct. So right now, the overall general education requirements is 36 credit hours in those specific fields. So you have five of them. You have English, mathematics, natural science, social science, and humanities. So, you know, adding a sixth would be a pretty big structural change, but this gets to sort of that, the intent, which is to make sure that we are integrating technology into our courses, and if they are integrated into those specific courses, that the student is digitally competent in those areas, as well as making sure that we're we're putting some guardrails on the on the high school side of it with regards to the ethical use of artificial intelligence, not only in school but also at home.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions on the amendment? Are there any appearance forms for the amendment? Is there any debate on the amendment? Senator, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close, Madam Chair.
All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
Yay. All opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Are there any appearance forms for the bill? Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Senator, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I would just like to thank you. I know you've been a leader on this front, along with all the members on this committee, throughout the years working on education, and that's one of the reasons why the state of Florida is number one in higher education. We're continuing to lead the way in overall education. So, really, just wanted to thank you for your leadership on that, as well as the other members on this committee and your staff for helping me get this in a proper posture. With making sure that obviously we're making sure that our students continue to be leaders and are prepared, you know, for, you know, for this new age. So thank you so much, and I appreciate would appreciate your support on this bill.
Thank you. Secret, please call the roll in CS for SB 1694.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Simon?
Yes.
Chair Kaladiu?
Yes. By your vote, CS for SB 1694 is reported favorably. Sure. We're going to swing over to tabs 1 through 2, the confirmation hearing for appointments. Unless the senator requests a separate vote on an individual appointee, we will take one vote on these appointments. Is there a motion to recommend confirmation? Senator Jones moves to recommend confirmation of all appointees on tabs 1 through 2. Secret, please call the roll.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Simon?
Yes.
Chair Kaladiu?
Yes. By your vote, the confirmation of appointees is recommended favorably. We're going to swing over the chair to Chair Simon. Thank you, sir.
All righty. Thank you. Let's take up tab 3, SPB 7038 on education post-secondary. Senator Kaladiu, you're recognized to explain the proposed bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This proposed committee bill modifies provisions related to post-secondary education and workforce development, focused on tuition and fee policies, consumer protections, career and technical education, student acceleration, and institutional operations. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Are there any questions to the proposed bill? Senator Berman?
Thank you. Thank you.
Senator Berman, you recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. the bill removes courses from being exempt for CIE licensure and jurisdiction. Would the current courses that are being offered have to go through CIE to be able to continue to provide those courses in Florida?
And you recognize to go back and forth.
Thank you. Just the institutions, not the individual courses, Senator Berman.
Okay. And then I see it increases the number of institutions that are eligible for dual enrollment. Would we need additional funding for that in the GAA to provide for that increased number of institutions for dual enrollment?
Thank you for the question. Today we're funding dual enrollment at, so this policy change would be to allow more optionality for students,
right.
Not necessarily more students. So they would have just additional options, and they're paid at the same amount regardless of the private institution or public institution. The dual enrollment cap, it's one specific amount paid out. So there should not necessarily be any increase of dual enrollment use. It would just be greater optionality of where you can take a course as a high school student.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
Follow up.
In the event that there was a big increase because students were like, wow, I can go to this place right around my house and it's easier, or I like the courses that institution has better, what would there be more money that would be in the system? What will happen in the event that we do see an increase in the dual enrollment students because of this expansion?
The current amount of dual enrollment is set as an item that the legislature funds. It currently we're allowing this particular optionality of private schools specifically for summer, but we're expanding it to fall and spring in this bill. I don't necessarily believe that we'll see a greater intake. I think, though, we'll just have to observe the process of how many are used, and then we'll have more information next legislative session to make that choice. But this is an access program, right? So this is all about lowering cost to Florida kids for their post-secondary degree. So I think holistically the legislature said this is really valuable.
Oh, I agree.
So we'll just have to watch how that goes. I don't necessarily think so.
Okay.
And it's what it's doing is it's not just summer that you can do the private institutions, it's fall and spring.
Last question, Mr. Chair. The bill removes the classic learning test as a qualifying assessment for fee waivers. What was the reason for the removal of the classic learning test?
Thank you for the question, Senator Berman. It was an error. Oh. We're not going to take it out. We're going to put it back in at some point.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? We do have one appearance form. Joanne Hart, Florida Dental Association, speaking for information. You're recognized.
Am I on now?
Yes.
Just wanted to just bring attention to a section that the Dental Association has some concerns with and we'll be discussing with the sponsor. Section 5 deals with an exemption from the CIE for certain chapters of law, which includes Chapter 466. This has been in place since the creation of the CIE for specifically for our dental assisting programs. They are now approved by the Board of Dentistry. They have been very instrumental in helping with the workforce shortage. We just did a restorative function dental auxiliary with Tallahassee State College and got an impact award last week with that. And this is an opportunity, obviously, for us to continue to increase that workforce. The board has been approving these dental assisting programs for 45 years, and we just want to make sure that we are continuing with that exemption from the CIE requirement. Thank you.
That's all for our comment cards. Is there any debate on the proposed bill? Senator Colaudu moves. Senator Colaudu moves that SPB 7038 be submitted as a committee bill. Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion is adopted. Please do the roll call on SPB 7038.
Senator Berman.
Yes.
Senator Harrell.
Yes.
Senator Jones.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez,
yes.
Senator Claudio,
yes.
Chair Simon.
Yes, and by your vote, SPB 7038 is reported favorably. Return the gavel back to Chair Claudio.
Does any senator wish to be recorded? Thank you. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today? Is there any other business before the committee? No. Senator Harrell moves we adjourn. Is there objection? Seeing none, the motion is adopted. We are adjourned.